Senator, as chairman of the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, you set the agenda for the key issues that that committee is going to consider in this legislative session. You recently had a news conference to that end. Want to give us some of the highlights of the energy issues that you are concerned about this session?
Some of them are not more verbal type things. There are appearances, for example. We think that it's very, very important to have an independent energy office in Pennsylvania. And what I'm saying by that is, if you recall, years ago, 10, 12 years ago, we established an independent fiscal office in Pennsylvania. There was a lot of comment at the time, well, you're just duplicating financial information, which everybody else does. But it was always done on a kind of a partisan basis, and we thought that what we needed was a really somebody independent to call balls and strikes down the middle for everybody. And we think that energy being so critical at this time and for Pennsylvania is an independent energy office to do the same thing is really critical to what we're doing. We have some other things that we're looking at. Energy choice is a big issue with us, and that by that we mean that no municipality or the government should not dictate what kind of an energy scenario that you put in your house, whether it's your heating and air conditioning is by electricity or gas or geothermal or whatever else. It should be the homeowner's choice or the developer's choice. We're also trying to address questions about solar arrays that are out there, and we have a major bill that would involve bonding of solar arrays. My goal is I don't want to see a landowner or farmer in particular, since farmland is being used for this, to get stuck 25 years from now with 100 acres of solar panels that they somehow need to get rid of, or the infrastructure. So those are just some of the things that we've already done a bill that is called an abrogation of the RGGI. RGGI, if you remember, is the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. That was something that Governor Wolf tried to put us in 2019, and it was determined by our courts that the governor did not have the authority to do that without legislative approval. So our courts have said that, and unfortunately, regulations are still part of the book by our abrogation bill that we passed in the Senate. We eliminate those, basically repeal those regulations. So those are just some of the things that we've already started working on. One of the big areas that is out there that we talk about constantly is the capacity of our electric grid. Our electric grid, unfortunately, we have not paid attention to it. We haven't been building the capacity that is needed, and it's going to be needed in the next 10 years. And it's going to be a huge issue for all of Pennsylvania and for the PJM electric grid, which covers 13 states plus the District of Columbia. So those are just some of the things, and I think that maybe you get the idea just from the magnitude of the issues that we've talked about. It really keeps us pretty busy.
You bring up RGGI, and we have talked about RGGI on this show many, many, many times over the last few years. The fact that RGGI is still somewhat hanging over the head of the energy industry, do you see that as being a problem and maybe contributing to the concern over whether we're going to have the generation capacity we need going forward?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I've had generators tell me flat out that we, as long as that RGGI is hanging over their head, which is basically about an $800 million tax, as long as that's hanging over their head, they are not going to invest one nickel in generation capacity in Pennsylvania. So that started in, as I said, Governor Wolf tried to put us in RGGI in 2019. Since 2019, we have not had a gas-fired or combined cycle power plant or a dispatchable power plant of any kind built in Pennsylvania. And that's pretty critical, because in the 10 years prior to that, we had about, I think the number is around a $14 billion investment in generation capacity in Pennsylvania. So, I mean, it's pretty clear what REGI did to generation in Pennsylvania.
We are talking with State Senator Gene Yaw. He represents the 23rd State Senate District and is chairman of the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, and we are talking about energy here today. Another major component of energy here in the Commonwealth, Senator, is natural gas, and gas particularly in the Marcellus Shale region. What have you seen over the last few years in terms of development of that resource, and does your committee have efforts underway to sort of jumpstart it more now that we have a more friendly administration, a more energy-friendly administration in Washington?
There's no question. I mean, energy or natural gas is, I think, the key. And everybody now looks at natural gas has done more to the environment, for the environment and lowering emissions, I think, than anything. My recollection is the emissions in PJM are the lowest that they've ever been. And in the United States, our emissions are, I think, as low as they've been since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. So, and it's mostly, it is attributable to the fact that we've changed over to natural gas as a power source. In Pennsylvania, we could do more. We have the capacity. We've got the natural resource. We need the infrastructure. We need more pipelines, which are problematic in a lot of people's mind. We need more pipelines, and the capacity is there. We need more people to build the power plants here. It's the ideal place. We have the energy in Pennsylvania. We should have people lined up at our borders waiting to come here to do business. And like I said, we've got the capacity. We just need to build the infrastructure, and we need a friendly environment from the government and everybody else. And I'm just not sure right now we still don't have that.
It's interesting you would bring that up. Reason Magazine has an article up on their website talking about the fact that we have this sort of looming energy, particularly electrical generation shortage. And they talk about, Senator, the fact that you have all this energy available, natural gas resources in our country. Yet with the imposition of tariffs, Canada is exporting electricity to northern states, to New England states. It doesn't seem, does it, to make much sense that we're importing energy from another country, even Canada, but we're importing energy from Canada, and they're even importing energy from Russia, oil and natural gas from Russia, when here in Pennsylvania we have an abundant supply. How did things get so out of balance there?
That's a question I can't answer. It's one it makes no sense whatsoever. We have the resources in Pennsylvania to provide natural gas to the New England states, and the biggest hang up there is a pipeline through New York. Now, my understanding is that the president is going to reinvigorate that whole idea about a pipeline into New England, which is great. It would be great for Pennsylvania. As far as importing power, we need power. There's no question about it. We have the capacity. The problem is we haven't been building. And here in Pennsylvania, there's a whole history of what we haven't done. We've been retiring plants, and we have not been replacing the type of power that we're retiring with a comparable type of power. And what I'm talking about is what's referred to as dispatchable power. That's the power that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. It doesn't matter whether it's night, day. It doesn't matter whether the wind's blowing or the sun's shining or anything. That's the type of power that we need. Wind, solar, those types of things are intermittent, and they're of limited duration. And the power that everybody is demanding is continuous power, not the up and down or anything like that. We have not been building that dispatchable power for the past, pick a number of years, 5, 10 years. The flavor of the month has been, we're going to have all solar, and we're going to do all these things. We're going to have batteries. Well, maybe someday that might be true. But the problem is we don't have it now. There's no technology on the in the foreseeable future that would support that. And the only thing that we can rely on mainly is natural gas is the most prevalent fuel that we have to replace things and to do so with lower emissions. So all those things are here in Pennsylvania. We should be using them and doing them, but we haven't. And, you know, we're importing power because we have a shortage. And one of the issues is somebody said, well, okay, all we need to do is build more. Well, it's now we've waited so long and we're so far down this slippery slope that there's now the big holdup is going to be getting the equipment, the turbines and the generators. I originally had heard there was a 3-year backlog on waiting for that type of equipment. This week I was correct and told, oh, no, you're wrong. It's not 3 years. It's somewhere between 5 and 7 years. So even if we started to build that right now, they're going to say, wait a minute, you have to wait 5 years till you even get the equipment. So the handwriting is on the wall. And what I've said, the numbers no longer work. They just don't work. And when PJM says we could start having power problems as early as 26, 27, and it takes 5 years to get the equipment, put the numbers together. We're in for a problem, I think.
Well, we are, and we appreciate folks like you and your fellow senators on the Environmental Resources and Energy Committee calling attention to this, working to get Pennsylvania back on the correct energy path. We have been talking with Gene Yaw, state senator from the 23rd District, that's in and around the Williamsport area. Senator, where can folks find you on the web? Because you brought up a lot of very interesting topics. Where can they find you?
SenatorGeneYaw.com.
State Senator Gene Yaw, Senator, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.